All right, so picture she's got food on the table. Okay. Right? She might not even be eating already. That shit's in the microwave cooking still. I'll fart in on the couch in the living room. And her response is, really, Farish? Really?
Come on.
You shit your fucking pants, puta. Now. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas, talking big flicks. On the phone off, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim. Episode 7 is here, and it's upon us. We appreciate everybody tuning in to the podcast. Appreciate all the love and support for the podcast. Yeah. But I got to shoot it over to my boy Tim before I go any further.
Yo, what's up, bitch, dog? We are at episode 7. Dude, shit is wild.
Are we going to say this every podcast?
Yes. Until it becomes normal, yeah.
I feel like that's we say that every fucking podcast. Wow, we're here at episode 6.
Okay, so you just go play my shit at the very beginning? I see how this is going to go. But yeah, no, today we got a super dope guest. Probably the funniest guy I know.
This is going to be a fucking podcast for the books.
Today, we have the boy, Forrest Davis, a.k.a. Boris Bavis. What's up, Forrest? How you doing, man?
Ooh, go ahead.
With a tight pop.
Go ahead and pop that top on the mic. What's up, Forrest?
What's up, everybody? We live. Hope well.
How you doing, man?
Living, man. Living. My bad, bitch. We living, man. I can't pay my bills, but, you know, we living.
Nah, you living better than any of us right here behind the mics. Let's be honest.
I'm scraping by. I'm scraping by.
Let's be honest, man. So, we appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir.
I know you're a little upset that it wasn't sooner. But we planned it.
Should have been the first one.
We planned this out. What are you trying to say? Hat shouldn't have been the first one?
I'm saying I should have been the first one. I don't know who was the first one until just now. But
I'm just going to point this out real quick. This man is double-fisting Miller Lite tall boys.
He's ready.
Hey, the only thing I'm
That's what we're sipping on. Live from Up Top Pod. Miller Lite.
And he has his shades on.
Got the shades on.
I'm surprised he didn't pull up on the Harley, though.
I was going
to. It's the weather, man. Like you said, it was the weather. It was supposed to storm its ass off. It still might. So, smart move by Forrest. Usually doesn't make smart decisions, but he did tonight. Well, hey, we're here for that.
Hey, man, if I ride the Harley, I can't look at the GPS. I wasn't sure where I was going.
The city of Hopewell, bro.
City's a little bit bigger than just one building.
We lie, babe.
We lie, babe. So, Forrest, how's that Miller Lite?
Cold, boy.
It sounds good.
So chilly.
So something we like to do and the way we like to start out the podcast is kind of get to know the guests, because obviously all the listeners don't know you. So how old are you?
26.
26 years old. Same as me. Oh, you're 26, right?
Might 25. Be older than you, but yeah, we'll go with that.
Oh, shit. You're older than me?
Probably.
When's your birthday?
We ain't going to talk about that.
All right.
What's your social security number?
223. 78.
So I remember
0888.
I remember the first time I met Forrest was at Dakota Johnson's house. Was the first time that I ran into you when y'all lived like in the LC Bird area. Mm-hmm. You lived right across the street from him. That was the first time I met you. Do you remember the first thing you were doing when I saw you? Because it's what you did every fucking day.
No.
You were skateboarding.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Boy did a kickflip, and I'm like, yo, D, is he signed?
Yo, it makes sense.
Yes, bro.
He got that Vans t-shirt and Vans on.
I know, you got the Vans.
Back at
the
it again with the green Vans, baby.
Damn, Forrest. Back at it again, Daniel. With the stussy Vans.
You know what we're doing out here, man.
So, you're engaged. How long have you been engaged?
Oh, man. About a year now.
A year.
About Sheesh. A year now.
Damn, it's crazy how fast that's gone by. When do you plan on getting married? What year?
Next year.
2020.
2020, man.
That's a dope year.
I'm excited. Fucking hype for that wedding.
Hard to forget.
It's gonna be a party.
I don't even know if that's the word for it. That shit's about to be wild as shit.
A situation. Shit. That's
straight
a nap.
Siesta.
That's a nap. But well, yeah, we lit. Yeah. Niggas gonna be napping out here.
So, talking about your engagement, how did you meet Elaine? I know, but obviously a lot of people don't know.
At a bar, my natural habitat.
Shout out to Tap House.
Shout
out to Southern Railway.
Yeah,
Southern Railway Tap House. And I brought it up because I think we were all there that night.
Yeah,
all of us were there that night. I believe the lights had just come on, which is a sign for everybody
it's
to get
closing
the,
time
to get the fuck out.
And our new officially signed intern basically just goes and grabs beer for us.
Shout out,
Bullin' Bob is here.
Roberto Stanetti.
And Tim, why don't you explain why Bobby is starting to appear in the background on these podcasts?
Honestly, I don't know.
Because he's a fucking intern.
That's well, I mean,
so explain
that,
his job.
To grab beers, I said that, yeah. He grabs beers for us.
Fridge security.
He makes sure his fucking fridge security. He makes sure his chair doesn't squeak, and that's about it.
I said, don't move your chair. Because
the first week he sat in the background, fucking chair was squeaking the entire time. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? And I'm looking at him, and he's like, every time he moves, he's like, closes his eyes, and he's like, oh, shit. But continue to fucking move, and then hand goes up in the air 10 minutes later. Yo, I gotta piss.
Podcast, we ain't got time for that shit.
Podcast
right?
had to come to a stop on that one.
Ever since then, he's been wearing diapers, so he don't gotta get up and leave the room for nothing.
But I'm ready to get this shit started because we got a lot of topics to get into. A lot of people participating in the topics, sending in topics and answers. Remember, this podcast, we will reveal some of y'all's answers to one of the questions that I asked on Facebook.
Okay, so we're going to have some shout-outs?
Got to have some shout-outs. Right, cool. I promised them last week on the podcast I would.
We're going to start this week, yep.
But let's go ahead and kind of jump into it. The Dominican Republic. I know you said that you haven't...
Ain't going.
I know, Tim, you say you don't really know what's going on. You know,
now I had to ask on Facebook, and I found out that like Americans were going missing and stuff. There's like six or seven of
number
them.
Number 10.
Shit, it's still going on.
Yeah, so the 10th lady, I believe she was in her 60s. Her and her husband had just got back from the Dominican Republic. And I saw this a few hours ago. They had just got back from vacation, and she ended up dying.
I can't believe people still paying to go.
Ten people have passed away from. Whatever reasons. Nobody knows why.
Let's go do a podcast out there, see if we make it back.
Let me tell you something, man. All 10 got one thing in common. Waiters and waitresses.
Yo, the funniest...
Stop.
No, I'm serious.
Don't
I
eat
mean,
nothing. Don't drink nothing.
And that's what people
Bottle
think
water.
Is the shit that people, you know, is the liquid out there. I guess whatever you choose to drink, whether it's water or whatever.
So why don't they just find out where all these 10 people have been and places they have in
common?
They've
been 10 different places.
Yeah, I mean
they
not
all go to different places.
They're
you
not.
Think, you think all of them went to the same fucking place?
Or around that place, yeah.
Goofy.
They probably stay in the vacation area, which is probably a fucking boardwalk.
So they got one hotel.
Probably a boardwalk.
The Bloody Throat and Death Inn. Don't do it.
But 10 people have ended up dying from the U.S. from going over there. And I feel like we shout out Cody Yates every podcast.
I saw that earlier, yeah.
But he puts up the fucking funniest
shit. That
shit
was funny.
I saw that
earlier. Did you see the one today?
Yeah.
Anybody know it word for word? I'm trying
yeah,
to...
Yeah, he said, so say you go to the DR, you're at a restaurant, and the waiter or waitress brings you your drink, and you hand them their drink, and then they look at you and say, you go ahead and drink first. What
no,
do you
said,
do?
That's a good idea, though.
He said, imagine if you're the waiter, you take somebody their drinks, and they hold it up to the light and say, you drink first.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, Tim, don't hit it so hard, bro.
Chill, bro.
Don't hit it so hard, bro.
That's a lovely life out here.
Don't hit it so hard. But so let me ask y'all this: they haven't like the you know whoever issues like you know emergencies or travel emergencies or travel bans. They haven't issued that yet. Are you canceling your trip, Tim? If you have a trip right now planned for the DR,
nah,
you're still going.
Oh yeah,
I know. One of my friends, Mackenzie Adams, I think that's her name. Facebook friend. She is in the she's in the DR right now.
Damn.
And I'm like,
RIP.
I know you said, well, you said, damn, Tim, you said you weren't canceling.
Yeah, but that's because I'm never going, so it doesn't matter.
In all honesty, would you cancel your trip?
No, I still would go though. Honestly, if I had a vacation plan, it'll be some shit for me to cancel it.
So, what precautions are you taking for that trip though?
Probably bring my own water.
On the plane, got four.
I about to say the entire
water.
Time you're there.
I get one of those. I get one of those penis. Filter straws, where you can drink any water and it filters straight through the straw.
It ain't filtering cyanide.
Sheesh. Yes,
let me
it
tell
is.
You something, man. It is cheap to go to the DR. Cheap to go to the DR. Cancel that shit, man.
But what I'm saying, what if you can't get your money back?
Keep it. You can't get your life back.
I'm saying if you can't get your money back, are you still canceling your trip,
dude? I'd rather waste. I don't know how much it is, but let's say it's $400 to fly there. I'd rather waste $400 and come back and die.
So let's say your whole trip is about $1,000 a person.
Keep it.
So you're trash.
I'll take vacation a little bit longer, a little bit later in the year. I'm not lying.
A little bit later. How are you gonna re-up that $2,000?
Fuck that. I will not go. I'd be cutting grass all summer.
earn that money.
Do not go, man.
No, dude. Some other shit that I saw on Facebook today.
You need a fan in here, dog.
You can't put the fan on because the fan picks up the mics. Now you know why I'm sweating.
That's why I came in here chilling, dog.
Where the scissors at? I got to cut my sleeves off.
Sun's out, guns out.
Another shit that I saw on Facebook today that I thought was fucking disgusting, man. They're saying 40% of I guess what this new generation is called, they're not wearing deodorant.
40%. Yeah,
40% of them are not wearing deodorant.
Have you been to downtown Richmond?
I mean, what the fuck is up with that?
Dude, I'm going natural, man, bro. I don't want those chemicals.
Hey, man, even shampoo.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. And you asked me last week what was my worst sexual experience, and it had to do with that deodorant.
Stanking. What the fuck was you thinking?
Hey, what about them drawers in the car?
So what's the next topic?
You are a fucking fool. That is.
We gonna skip that.
Yeah,
we're gonna walk right past that.
But no, I thought that shit was wild.
No, that shit is wild. Trust me.
I'm just saying. Not what the fuck is the purpose of that?
Chemicals. Deodorant. Literally chemicals.
Because, man.
They say that there's a lot of chemicals and supposedly there's carcinogens in deodorant and shit.
Carcinogens.
Well, I'm putting that shit up all the time.
Shampoo, not cigarettes.
Talking about deodorant.
Carcinogens ain't no fucking carcinogens in deodorant.
Dog, that's what they're saying. Look, why don't you do some research before you come at me, bro?
I don't wear deodorant or wash my hair, so what are you talking about?
That's false. You look like it.
That's false.
I definitely don't look like it. I definitely don't look like it.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's jump into our rankings, Tim. This is something we do every podcast. And we're going to start off with what three concerts would you like to attend? They can be dead or alive.
Okay, you want to start it off?
Yeah, I'll start off. So number three I always wanted to see Jay-Z in concert.
Okay.
I think that's a must. But something that bothers me is I feel like I've already kind of missed my time. And the reason that I say that is because I know people, when they're older, they do go on tour like, you know, Ja Rule and Ashanti or go on tour and come to Richmond.
We saw Ludacris in Innsbruck. I mean, that's crazy.
That's how you know you're going down.
I mean, Ludacris was...
You're going backwards.
But Ludacris was good, though.
No, he was dope, but new music, yeah, so it was past...
Well, I'm not saying Hove wouldn't be good. I just feel like it comes to a point where you're just like, do you even want... They're not, like, in their prime anymore.
I would go see Hove 100%.
I don't know.
But go ahead.
Depending on how the tickets cost. I know, for Jay-Z.
They'd be a lot.
And he doesn't really go on tour alone anymore. It's always with Beyonce. I don't really care for Beyonce's like music. At least her new music.
Did he go to Something in the Water, or was that Beyonce? No, it was Jay-Z, right? That went to Something in the Water?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But nobody knew he was going to be there. Half of the lineup that was in Something in the Water, nobody knew was going to be there.
Or at first, it was kind of weak. The
lineup was nasty.
You had to buy tickets like months in advance.
Yeah.
They got another one in 2020.
Oh, of course. And I'm going to be there.
Number two would be Biggie, of course.
Okay. I expect that. Yeah, should be definitely. Tupac, but okay.
And I fuck with Biggie. I fuck with Biggie more than Pac, so that's all that.
Right. That's a topic for a different day.
You're probably the only one in this room that does this, you know.
Only person here from the West Coast, so.
Nah, that's true. I'll give you that then. And number one would be the best musician of all time.
J. Cole.
Michael Jackson. Jackson. Oh, thank you. Sake, I ain't going thank you.
That. I gotta go MJ, best musician of all time. So, yeah, those are my top three. Hove, MJ, and who the fuck did I say? Now I'm I get lost in my own words.
Hove, MJ, and
Biggie.
I'm surprised it's not Meek Mill. But I'm actually going to go next.
Me and Shaq already saw Meek Mill front row.
I saw Meek Mill, too.
See, when he apologized. I don't go to concerts. Yo. Y'all have been to all the concerts.
When he apologized to Nicki. So all of it is. Or to Drake, I mean.
Hold on.
Is not experienced.
Are we going to the Meek Mill future concert in Deer Beach?
Meek Millie.
Yeah, Bobby's not going. We can all go, though.
Yeah.
D.C.
Intern not invited.
He's got some stuff to do here.
Intern not invited,
man, just get the bags, man. Just get the bags.
I mean, if you want. You good?
Oh, shit.
But hey, Bobby, if you want to come to the concert and grab our beers for us, so we can just stay in our seats. Come on through. So I'm going to shoot this over to Tim.
Okay, so our list is actually surprisingly similar. We finally might agree on something. I would definitely want to go see Hove. I feel like I missed the fucking biggest concert he ever had, which I would say would be the Watch the Throne concert or tour. I would have loved to go see that with Kanye West. Honestly, y'all know Kanye West is my favorite artist, but I would not want to go to his concert because the shit's weird, bro.
Yeah.
Shit's weird. He always goes on these like tangents and shit, and I really don't want to hear all that shit.
Well, I'm saying, would you like to go to a Kanye concert back then?
Oh, back in the day, fuck yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he'd be my number one. Yeah, back then, but now,
you mean, like back when he was good.
Yeah, actually,
because now he just plays a piano with one finger.
Yeah, and shit's on it. Ding,
ding. And then 5 minutes later,
you can't tell me that shit won't hype though.
Runaway was banger.
So okay, so if you're not putting Kanye on your list, you still got two more people.
Yeah, so definitely Hove number one. I'm gonna go number two, Michael Jackson, as you previously stated. I don't know. I might have to go Tupac, man.
Why would you go Tupac? I feel like I don't ever hear you listen to his music. So I'm just saying, is it just like because he does have the music and he's an icon?
Shots fired.
When am I ever in charge of music when I'm with you?
It was right. Shots fired.
When am I in charge of the music when I'm with you?
That's facts. That's true.
Thank you.
That's true.
But honestly, I don't listen to Pac like that. But I did. And I would definitely want to go to a Pac concert.
I understand that.
You don't play Biggie every time you get in a car?
I mean, that's true. That's true.
I ain't never heard you play Biggie in the
car. Get the fuck out of here.
I was
going to
say, I've definitely heard that. Our intern plays Biggie somewhat. The Ten Crack Commandments.
He also plays, the Ten Crack Commandments.
Yes. He also plays MGK and
Nickelback.
And fucking
Blink 183. All right, Forrest, who are your top three that you'd like to go see in concert?
Oh, man. I can't wait to see Meek Mill. That's going to be
Hype. I'm kind of worried about
You better bring a vest.
I'm kind of worried about how Future's going to sound. I don't know.
I don't care about
Future. I don't know how he's going to sound live.
He's on off purpose.
Meek is hype live, for sure.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, me and Shaq went front row.
I saw Meek and fucking Big Sean performed at the same concert, and he was better.
Michael Bish got money.
No, it was
that man's taking trees, going to the Bahamas.
Shit, nah.
That man's going to concerts.
Oh, chill. It was a $35 ticket, and
you bought 10 of them.
Your seat is you stand wherever you are. It was a standing room. So if you're second or third in line or 10th in line, you're getting a front row seat.
Or so, front row standing space.
Standing space. There you go.
A little 2x2 area.
I'll tell people, if you don't like people bumping into you and you don't like being fucking hot and sweaty, do not go to a standing only concert. That shit's not going to be for you.
I probably wouldn't go for Meek.
I'm definitely going for Meek.
First
for me, Meek Mill.
Cool.
Not in this order.
Okay, you're going to knock that off.
Not in this order. I would... If I got the chance to go to like a Bob Marley concert, I think that would be pretty legit.
Okay.
I think that would be one hell of an experience.
Hell yeah, that's a good one.
For sure. Third, man. I don't know. Maybe like some CCR, like an old classic rock.
Okay, Forrest.
Because, you know, those motherfuckers get wild in there.
I see you, bro.
Boy, so
you're
weird.
You're going not only for the music, but the fucking experience, too, which is awesome.
Yo, there's a giant festival going on this weekend called Firefly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's like a three-day...
Firefly? Is that the same one that dude, like, scammed all those people out of on that island?
Probably.
Did you hear about that?
Nah.
Have you seen that on Netflix?
Wasn't that
Ja Rule? Yeah.
Ja Rule was a part... Ja Rule didn't scam him. He was one of the artists.
I forgot the name.
This was like recent. It was a Firefly.
It was like a couple years ago.
Dude, like people paid like 10 grand for tickets. They were supposed to have like gazebos and everything. They get out there. There's no electricity at all. So at
no
night time,
artists.
It's completely dark. No artists. Then not to mention it, like monsoons the night before and all of their tents and everything are completely ruined.
Post Malone's coming to this one and like a whole bunch of big names.
Post Malone would be dope live.
Yeah.
It would be.
I would like to see Post live. Dude. Man, I was late on the post on the post train. Like I didn't listen to him until he dropped Beer Bongs and Bentley. Like obviously I knew of White Iverson.
That's when I hopped on the train.
Yeah, dude. When I heard White Iverson,
the
whole time I thought he was black until I saw the video.
I mean, most people didn't jump on.
Is he not?
You know,
I don't think so.
Oh.
What, black?
Yeah. He's coming to the cookout.
I mean, I don't think so. He's coming to, he's invited
easy.
To the cookout. I mean, he got to take a shower first, but he coming to the cookout. He coming to the cookout.
He's one of those dudes, he don't got a shower. I'm not kissing him.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about it.
He's one of those dudes that don't wear deodorant. Hey, so.
Don't come on my man posty like that.
We got to jump to a topic that's going to hurt my boy, the intern's feelings.
Let's hear it.
Because.
Fuck the Celtics.
Oh, plug. That's a nice plug. Say it again.
Fuck the Celtics, baby.
Hey. This is tearing him up because, one, he's an intern, so if he says some smart shit, he's fired.
Done.
Two.
Yep.
He doesn't have a mic, so. Good luck.
It really doesn't matter. Yeah.
So, your top five chips of all time.
Ooh.
Start with me.
Whoever wants to start.
Start barbecue Fritos.
Okay.
In this order. Barbecue Fritos.
The twist ones, right?
Fuck no. The originals, baby.
Okay.
It's the originals. Twist.
Okay. Okay. I got you. Those chips are hard to find.
Yeah, because they'd be sleeping.
Yeah. Publix got them. Those chips are hard to find.
Publix got them.
Publix got everything.
Anyway, Funyuns.
Okay.
Man, I rock hard with Funyuns.
You smell like it. That's what's up.
Yes, sir. Onions. Fun and onions, baby. Funyuns. What's that, two? Number three, spicy nacho Doritos.
Nice. Good choice.
Not the regular nachos, but the ones with a little bit of zick on it.
Yeah, fuck the regular ones. Those are for pussies. Yeah, fuck that. What up, Bob?
Shout out, Huberto. Number four, let me see. What I say? Funyuns, Fritos, and...
The spicy nachos.
Man, spicy nachos.
I was trying to have you stuck.
I don't like Funyuns twice. I don't like them that much. I mean, I can get down with the Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yes.
Okay, we lit.
Yes, we lit.
Anyway, that's four. Number five. Oh, God, man, I ran out of chips. I really only eat four.
If that's all you can think of, that's cool.
No, hang on. I got it. Throw up the party mix.
Oh,
boom, party mix.
That's a good
the
one.
The classic joints.
Okay.
Pretzels, Cheetos, one. Doritos.
Cheesy?
We lit. I don't know, man, just the originals.
Okay, so one. No cheese. Okay.
Hey, you know what? Number six, man. I know there's only five.
the boy started off from like,
hey,
yo,
I get
got
down
four.
With Chex Mix. Shout like, out Chex Mix.
He was like, we I lit. Only got four I eat, and he was like, all right, now we're going to do number
hey,
six.
I remembered. We lit. Chex Mix. Shout out, baby.
All right. I'm going to go from five to one, because that's how I fucking roll.
All right.
Cheetos hot fries.
Weak.
Cheetos?
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here.
Fries.
Weak.
Yeah.
Not Andy's.
No. We're going to go with Cheetos.
No, actually,
no, we're
Andy's,
not going to go. You're going to go with the Cheetos.
So you like Andy's?
Fuck yeah.
Andy's
is easily the best. Hot fries. Andy's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with the Cheetos hot fries, so fuck y'all.
Okay.
I can get down with that.
Appreciate that, bro.
I definitely would need a whole bag, but I can get down with a few.
If you're eating a whole bag, you got a gut. So shout out to you. Number four, I'm gonna go with the Ruffles cheddar and sour cream.
Ooh, I forgot about them. Heat. Shit is heat.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are fucking good. Number three, I'm going back to the Cheetos, and I'm going with the jalapeno cheddar ones.
Now you're bugging.
Them jacks are banging. Them jacks are banging.
I've never had them.
And number two, I'm going to go with the Frito Honey Barbecue Twist Chips.
I can get down with that.
Yes. Even though you said fuck the twist ones earlier. It's cool.
No, I said they were lame, but I can get down with that.
And number one, the best Doritos on the market. The spicy sweet chili, baby.
Ooh.
Hey.
Bugging. That boy is bugging.
Spicy sweet chili Doritos is number one on my list. Bobby ran out of his 40. Now he's super pissed.
That boy tight.
What you got, bro? All
right, so kind of upset that my number one's not on anybody else's list.
He's going to be like Flamin' Hot Funyuns.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
That's your number one?
Flamin' Hot Cheetos, numero uno.
Great day. Breath
go get the bag.
How is that not on my list? That was number five on my list.
No, it wasn't. Number
yes,
five
it was.
Was,
that was number
spicy.
Five.
No, I thought it was a purple bag Doritos.
No, that's number one on my list. Number five on my list was Cheetos Hot.
You said hot fries, nigga.
I didn't even know Cheetos made fucking hot fries.
Did he not say?
No, I said hot fries, but that's what I meant. The Cheetos.
The hot Cheetos.
Yeah, the hot Cheetos.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
Okay, because you said hot fries. Andy's doesn't make hot Cheetos. All right, anyways.
Yeah, but he said Cheetos.
I still said Cheetos. Fries.
I don't think Andy's makes Cheetos at all.
I'm swinging on everybody in here.
I think,
after the
yo,
podcast.
Isn't Cheetos
anyways,
a brand?
Number one is hot Cheetos.
Respects.
Big respects. Number two. I probably have to go with Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yes. And Cool Ranch was what would be six on my list.
Number three.
So shout out to all y'all. Fuck Bob.
It's a bag of chips that I've never had before.
A bag of chips you never had before.
Until last
week.
How did
your list?
Until last week. I can't say the name. It's like Dynamitos.
The swirly chips?
The swirl Doritos. They roll them up like a blunt. And then they put the Flamin' Hot with some lime flavoring.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Nice.
Super dank.
Does anybody remember the cheeseburger Doritos where you could literally taste the onions, the ketchup, the mustard?
Yeah.
That like, shit was
the
wild.
The seven layer dip ones.
Like Ramsay Gordon. sorry, Gordon Ramsay.
Number four, I'm probably going to have to rock with the sweet chili Doritos. The ones that you mentioned.
Spicy sweet chili Doritos.
Yeah, the purple bag. And then number five. Ooh, this is a tough one. I'm actually going to have to go with, like, tortilla chips.
I'm actually shocked that you didn't. I'm actually. That's a good choice.
Word, I can get down with that.
But I'm actually shocked that you didn't put any type of barbecue type chips in.
Why is that?
Well, actually, my favorite Lay's used to be the sweet heat.
Oh, the sweet heat.
The sweet heat, but I ate them so much.
You're like, I'm off that.
Yeah, I'm pretty lost on barbecue
right now.
What was
it?
The sweet heat, the like burgundy bag of Lay's. All right, so yeah, that's my list.
I was trying, man. I was trying to find it, dog. I couldn't get it.
So I want to move on to a topic that was sent in to us by one of our boys.
Who be it?
Can't tell you that.
Okay, I don't want to answer.
All right.
Can't tell you that.
All right.
Can't tell you that. That's private.
All right, so can you tell us the topic?
Yeah.
Bish sent it to himself. He's like, one of your boys. It was me.
He's like, all right, so what are you,
I'm the boys.
So what are you choosing? What are you choosing for food and why? Sheets or Wawa?
Wawa.
Sheets.
Ah, we got a debate. So I'm going to kick it over to Forrest first. Why are you picking Sheets over Wawa?
First off, easy money. They got the $5 app sampler.
Wow, they got $5 amps.
Look, mozzarella sticks, those little chicken popper joints they got, and French fries. Smack. And
agreed.
Wawa's gas sucks.
We're talking about food.
Gas sucks.
Yeah, man. Well, we're talking about Sheets or Wawa. Man.
Yeah,
fuck
Sheets or
Wawa.
That's fine.
Fuck
even though
Wawa.
Even though I said only food.
The whole
that's
station.
Fine.
Fuck Wawa.
now you're coming in our throats right now.
Fuck Wawa, man.
And I'll tell you what, Sheets subs or hoagies, whatever the fuck anybody calls them, tastes like straight ass.
Trash.
Straight trash.
The only thing I can get down with the first off, Sheets in the morning got sausage biscuits.
I give you that.
Wawa, they don't got no sausage biscuits.
Whoa,
yes, they
got
do,
sizzlies.
Dog.
They got
they have
sizzlies.
All right, well, whatever.
Biscuits,
look, man, last time. All right,
they
anyway.
They got bacon, egg, and cheese bagels, bacon, egg, and cheese French toast. Fuck out of here.
Goofy.
No,
the only thing that Wawa got that's better than Sheets is a macaroni and cheese.
And their subs.
Ain't never had it.
Broccoli and cheddar soup.
How have you not had Hoagie Fest?
Hoagie Fest, Hoagie Fest.
I mean, you do live in.
What is it?
Hoagie Fest.
Tim loves those sizzlies from Wawa. Every time they go two for one. He's like, yo, Bish, yo, you can get two sizzlies for $3. They got that special
hungry
going on,
ass.
Bro.
He be calling
yo,
every morning.
Ass, we got a banner.
The same breakfast every morning.
Not every morning, but once they go on that sale and they have that sale, he's like, yo, I got.
What's that board called where they advertisers just
a menu?
No, the board like on the side of the fucking highway.
It's a billboard, dog.
A billboard. So they got a billboard in front of my job. And me and my boy the other day, the dude was changing it. And I was like, yo, please be two for three, two for three. Sizzlies, two for three. It was the fucking drinks were like $2. I was like, man, fuck all that.
Your boy was changing the billboard?
Me and my boy were standing there watching the dude change the billboard.
Oh, I thought you said my boy was changing it. And I'm like,
yeah, he my boy too.
I'm like,
so,
yeah.
He my boy
so
too.
That motherfucker must work for Lamar. Shout out Lamar Billboards.
Hey.
Lit.
So, I'm rolling with Wawa. I just think they have better overall food. The food quality is a lot more better.
A lot more better.
Damn, you're a grammar teacher.
Damn.
Bro, you live a mile from a Sheets.
I live a mile from a Sheets and a Wawa.
If you
want
to go to Wawa, move near Wawa.
I do.
Wawa is the same distance.
Done with y'all. Nah.
I'm blessed. I'm right near both. I'm not saying
more better.
Chill
more
out.
Gooder.
I'm not saying that I hate Sheets. Because they do got good mozzarella sticks. Like you said, the chicken poppers are good.
And those milkshakes be banging at 3 a.m.
I'm not going to lie, though. The Chiefs burger, the mozzarella.
Okay, the mozzarella burger, I'll give you that. But you're having a heart. You're having a heart attack after that. Your arteries are
clogged.
Yeah,
you're going to sleep. Yeah, you're done. But I definitely choose Wawa all day. The mozzarella burger.
It's sheets.
It's got like mozzarella sticks and marinara. All
right, I'll give you this. I'll give you this. Sheets has better fried food.
That's because Wawa barely has any fried food.
Well, it looks like they got
chicken tenders. But besides that, I think Wawa has better macaroni and cheese, better hoagies, better breakfast.
Yep.
I mean, I just think overall, it's no competition, bro.
Well, let me just cover my ass real quick. I have not eaten enough cooked food at both locations to be able to to really judge.
The sad part is I have.
Sheets, I can tell. The only reason why I'm saying Sheets is because when I lived in Rivers Bend, Sheets was boom right there.
Well, you live in the city now, so you're not really near Wawa or Sheets.
No, sir.
So...
No, I mean, sir.
That's the only downside.
So now I'm at Station 2. Shout out Station 2. Nah,
in
Station
the morning?
Anytime.
They're open in the morning?
Nope. I'll wait until they open.
I was going to say, we lit. They got a breakfast. I want to try it.
But my office is right near Wawa, right there on Staples Mill.
Tim, okay. So what's your number one jam for summer, music-wise? You told me this episode 3. It was Will Smith's song.
Summertime.
That? Summertime. And that's exactly summertime. Is going to lead us. Say that again.
I sneezed.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's the summertime.
It is summertime. It is.
Hey, it is It is officially summertime, dog. Tomorrow.
I was about to say, yeah, not tomorrow. Yet.
So, great segue, whatever the fuck that was. Hey. Some weak ass singing and Forrest over there choking on his Miller Lite.
His mic's a little long. Like a console puncher.
Hit the back of his throat.
So, like you said, summertime officially starts tomorrow. So we're talking about, this was another topic that was sent in, the perfect barbecue.
Mm.
What are some must-haves at a cookout?
Meat. Not me, but meat.
All right, so I'm going to start this off. If I get invited to a cookout and I show up and there's hot dogs and cheeseburgers, I like them, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm disappointed. You couldn't even upgrade. Damn. You couldn't even
Steal mine.
Man, playing all my cookouts. I'm
saying you couldn't upgrade to brats. You couldn't get steak. You couldn't get chicken.
You couldn't get steaks.
How expensive would it be to buy steaks? How many niggas chipping
in for steaks?
I'm talking about if it's just us. If it's just the crew.
If it's just one of us, I can afford steaks.
Okay, so don't go
steaks. BYOS. Bring your own steak.
What about chicken?
I can get down with chicken, but it's just you. Just gotta,
come on, I mean, you can at least
you gotta watch it so much, man.
It's, I know, but you can at least get chicken. If I go to a cookout and it's just cheeseburgers and hot dogs, I'm gonna eat it because my ass is hungry. But I'm disappointed. You could at least pick up some brats. And I got a real fucking funny story.
I'm writing all this down, bitch.
That's fine
because you know I don't be
next cookout. You don't bring no damn brats. I'm swinging.
I'll tell you this: so we had a cookout. I believe it was last year or the year before. Where the whole crew was invited. So Bobby was on the grill fixing cheeseburgers. So he fixed brats. But the motherfucker fixed these brats. You go in and I went in, I was like, okay, I'm about to kill this shit. Took a bite into it. Like,
frozen.
This shit is still fucking frozen. I'm like, bro.
Yo, get out of here.
I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? These brats are still fucking frozen, and I love brats. So does our boy Shaq. Shout out to Shaq. We were very disappointed.
Shaq Diesel. What up, baby?
We were very fucking disappointed. Forrest, what would your reaction be if you had brats and you bit into them bitches and they were fucking frozen?
Hey, man.
You wouldn't be pissed. I'm getting pissed right now.
First off, if I show up to a barbecue and they only got brats, I'm pissed off rip, right? Because I'm not a brat guy. Tim, my man Tim, always gets brats.
I'm with Tim.
However,
Fish actually put me on.
Yo, however, frozen food, period. Especially a big-ass brat.
I'm just saying, how can you put that on on the grill?
And serve it, dog.
Well, how can you claim you're a grill master and then you're serving up cold brats?
Hey, yo, my man can cut the meat. He cannot cook that shit.
We gotta start ragging on Bobby.
All right, real quick though, I'm gonna do some redeeming.
He has no hair on his legs. Anybody else notice that? He got no hair on his legs right
He's
now.
He's a straight up Walker commercial for Nair.
Oh my god! Straight laser hair removal.
We had a few cookouts at the crib. when me and Bobby had a place. And he brought some of the most amazing steaks over.
Yeah,
he grilled them bitches to perfection.
Those steaks were fucking perfect. That. I'm like, yo, Bobby, let me get a fucking medium steak. He spent like $80 in steaks. So shout out to Bobby.
Top of the line, fresh market, filet mignons or some shit. New York strips. New York strips they were.
So, shout out to Bobby for that. And I was like, yo, Bobby, let me get a medium steak. And it's rare that I go to a place and it cooks a perfect medium steak. And Bobby did that shit. So
he nailed it.
Bobby can cook some fucking steak, but when it comes to brats,
yeah, leave him away from the brats. But he also does have Bob's Burgers.
He said keep him away from the brats.
Where Bobby makes a dank ass burger as well, of the time.
All right, so most of the time, like I said,
but still, fuck Bobby.
Meat, what? Like Forrest said, bringing meat. But for me, it's got to be more than cheeseburgers and hot dogs. That's my complaint.
Why are you complaining about that if you could bring it?
What do you mean?
Yeah, why don't you go to the store and fucking buy some, man?
No, if I'm invited to bring a cookout, I'm not going to bring the main course to the cookout.
Well, bro, that's not Panera how that shit works.
Carrie and I had a cookout at the crib.
We had
shrimp, hot dogs, brats, some steaks, some burgers.
That's how you do it. That's how you fucking
killed
it. That is a fucking
and
cookout.
Tons of sides.
That is a fucking cookout.
It was lit.
Okay, so what are your must-haves for the cookout?
I'm going to have to go brats. I know you already said it, but I'm definitely going brats.
I could have guessed that.
My uncle used to make brats all the time. Shit was banging, and then I hadn't had them in a while. And then Bish was like, we were on a group chat, and he was like, so what's everybody bringing to the cookout? And then Bish was like, how about some brats? And I was fucking dying.
And I'm like, yo.
Me and Bobby made fun of him for like a week. We're like, yo, bro, you got the brats?
Yeah, everybody was playing. I'm like, what the fuck is funny about brats?
Because of the way you said it. But after that, dog. If I'm going to cook out, I want some brats. I mean, I'll take hot dogs and hamburgers. I'm not even mad.
Yeah,
I don't bring something better, I'm not mad.
Yeah, you can always contribute, man. Look.
Oh, you can contribute. I'm going to bring a hell of a side dish, but.
If it's about to be like a real get-down barbecue, like planned, like me and my girl, we have stuff at the pool. Quick stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't got a bunch of sides and shit.
Oh, that's
like that.
Fine. Yeah, that's
but
fine.
If we're talking about getting down, like this has been planned for a while, and everybody brings sides, smacking.
Shit, I mean, when we came over for, what was it? I mean, you always have, anytime you have, like, a gathering, whether it's we're coming over to watch the boxing match, or just coming over, really just to chill, and it's planned, y'all usually at least
cook
y'all up
come out,
food.
Y'all show out.
Y'all usually,
down.
Shout out to Alini and Forrest.
Shout out to Alini, the moneymaker.
Yeah, shout out.
Big beans.
And I just want to say, fuck Tim for eating all the shrimp last time. Little greedy bastard.
That shit was banging.
So what about you? When you go to a cookout, what's something that you're hoping to have?
Dick.
Yeah. Besides dick.
Sorry, Mom.
I don't shout out Tim's mom. Shout out Tim's mom. Don't nobody bring Jello shots. Shout out.
Sheesh.
So shake that Jello out that joint. Anyway, look.
Sheesh. Hey, man, I just came back from Texas. Shit was sweet.
Hey,
shout out to Boris's mom.
Hey, y'all give me enough shit, man. That's the only thing I got on Tim's mom, Dukes. Hey, look,
that
anyway.
Was sweet.
Anyway, I'm going to hook that. All right, look, so. yeah, man, I mean, man, no vegan cookouts for me, dog.
It's not a I
don't want no lettuce wrap.
There's no such. Well, I don't know, dog.
All right, so
I'm lettuce wraps from PF Chang's.
I'm just saying, yo. Yo, Forrest.
Only thing that's good there.
Yo, Tim and Carrie are having a cookout. What's one, like, on your way there, like, yo, I hope they have that at the cookout.
Beer.
Miller.
Beer.
Hey, not just beer, Miller.
That counts.
I don't want Bud Light. I'm not 18. My name is not Patty.
All right, give us at least.
I do not want Bud Light.
Wow.
Or Twisted Teas. If you got fucking Twisted Teas, let me know before I leave the house.
Coming through
so
with
I
the
can
fours.
Stay home. Nah.
One food group. What are you hoping?
I already said meat, man. That's the most important to a cookout.
Honestly.
Which is the, okay.
Obviously.
You could have nothing else. Well, you have to have beer, but second is meat.
Yeah, I'm bringing that. Anyway, I don't know, man.
I mean, I'll let that slide. We can roll with that.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to think because I don't really be having nothing else other than.
I
don't be having like sides in my cookouts, nothing like this,
Like mac and cheese. That would be great.
That's legit.
We don't ever get that deep, Brazilian, though.
If it was up to her,
yeah,
we're talking beans, rice.
I'm cool with that. Rice is good.
I'm definitely cool with that too. But it's so much stuff to have to carry around and prepare.
When Force and Aleti come through, I'm just hoping like there's some like good dancing.
Yeah, this motherfucker is foul, dog. I don't even remember how that shit came up, but you dead wrong for that.
Yeah, that was for the Jello joke.
Yeah, I still ain't forgetting about that. Yeah. Hey, what up, Eve? Shout out, Eve.
Yo, y'all got a
City Girls.
We lit.
Shout out to Aleti and City Girls.
Yeah, now you bugging. Hey, Carrie, what up, though? Hey. Man, keep on talking, bitch, before I clown this man.
No, I'm what up, though? Aleti at the front,
what up, though? Hey, what up, though? Hey, it's just something about a redhead, dog. I don't know.
There's something about some good head.
Chill. Now you bugging.
All right, man.
Yo, I'm going to text you right now. I'm like, yo, you're not listening to this shit.
All right, so I want to ask you all this, man.
No, you fucked up for that, for real. The dancing's all cool, but the head, man, get the fuck
now, let me ask you this. I'm going to shoot this over to Forrest because he's the guest. If you could get away with one crime without getting caught, scot-free, no consequences. What is that crime?
I don't know, man. It would have to be something that could get me straight for the rest of my life.
So
I'm thinking like robbing an armored truck, like maybe like a full armored truck. I ain't talking about like pennies and nickels. I'm talking about like leaving the Federal Reserve armored truck.
That's what I'm saying. I'm running up on the Federal Reserve.
Timmy
clean
crime?
It out. From laughing, bro.
Okay. But seriously, man, probably like robbery. I'm not going to say armed robbery because that gets you like an extra 20 years.
No, you're not getting caught.
You're not getting caught.
Okay, with an armed robbery.
You're not getting
caught. Fuck it.
You better bring that toolie on your own. And like, fuck no.
And I kind of figured when this topic was, you know, came up, I think all of us was going to be on the, you know, kind of on the same page with this. And for me, I'm going the same thing. It's a robbery because if I can commit one crime and get away with it, I'm like Forrest. I want to be set up for the rest of my fucking life. So, yeah, a bank or an armed car, whatever. Whatever holds the most money, the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. There it is.
Right downtown. Shout out Federal Reserve. We coming.
That.
Now I'm going to D.C.
No, I'm just chill kidding. Out. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to D.C. Mark my... No, I'm just chill.
You got to chill on that one.
Eighth Street, baby. We coming, baby.
Got to be set
right next to the BB&T building. We on the way.
Got to be set up for the rest of my life, man. I mean, it's no question about it. So I'm guessing you're going to go the same.
Yeah, Federal Reserve, yeah.
Well, chill, man. We ain't talking about locations, man.
Yeah, I mean, talking
about crimes. Bro, you named street addresses.
Yeah, 8th Street, shout out.
We're about to get us caught up.
8th and Canal,
I'm
baby.
Not going, so you'll never get me caught up. I'm not going.
Nah, I mean, that's the only... I mean,
what else
the other crimes
do?
Are just a waste of time, man.
I don't want to do shit else.
You can get
everything else you want to from a crime with money.
That's true.
Well, I mean, well, really anything with money. I mean,
now, I will tell
like,
you this,
killing
though,
somebody or something like that, yeah, I was about to just say, ain't worth it, man. I mean,
some people would probably pick to kill somebody.
Well, I don't have anybody in my life that I want to kill.
Same here.
I don't want to kill anybody.
No, yeah, same here.
Yeah,
like
I can't think of anybody right off top.
And I'm not wasting my one crime on that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'll just pull an OJ if I need to kill someone. Not that I'm saying I would kill Carrie or anything, but I'm saying
wow.
I would just get away with
murder. Are you going to stab her and me?
Oh.
You going to stab us, dog?
I'm going to let you have that one. I'm telling you now.
The condo.
All right, so
you got that one.
So speaking of money, I want to get a little bit serious with y'all real quick.
I'm going to make it rain. That's all I'm going to do.
I don't have a dollar, bitch.
But speaking of money, if you could have all the money in the world, or basically what I want to say is, does money truly buy happiness?
I honestly believe
in your opinion,
it can.
True happiness.
I think it can buy things that can make you happy. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty happy for a long time.
Yeah. But I mean, if you just have money in your account, you can still be depressed and in a shitty spot,
I mean,
but you can buy things that can definitely take your mind off it and make you happy for sure.
And I agree. I'm on that same page. And I guess a good look at that is how many of these, you know, famous people that we've seen, you know, commit suicide.
Robin Williams.
That have had all the money in the world and still not happy. You know what I mean? I mean, we sit here and think, man, if I could just have $4 million or $5 million, obviously your life would completely change. And I would be happy again, but let's be honest.
Again, you're not happy now.
No, I'm just saying, $4 or $5 million. You bring that over. You say you hit the lottery. You're still gonna get some problems with winning that money. Like problems are still gonna. I mean, just imagine.
Yeah, like the tax they take out on that motherfucker.
The tax.
You ain't even have that money to begin with.
Yo, the person that just won that $530 million, remember that?
Yeah.
Only got like $240 million.
Well, not okay.
Only.
But yeah. Obviously, it's more. It's a lot of money. But I mean, we're talking. They took more than half.
So not only the tax, that part sucks. But let's be honest, you know, people that are quote unquote your friends, your family are going to be bugging you and shit.
Yeah, let me hold a dollar.
Expect you to, you know, to get them out of whatever type of hole that they're in. I mean, I think money can bring happiness, but money can also bring fucking sadness, I guess, too.
I'm going Dan Bazillion. What is it?
Bazillion. Shout out Big Bazillion. Dan.
I'm going his status minus the females. I love you, babe. But yeah, no, I'm definitely going his status.
Right. Yeah, that dude's house is he paid over $100 million for that.
Which one?
The LA mansion.
All right, so
modern day Hugh Hefner with more money.
No kidding, and younger.
Before we get to plead the fifth, we're gonna wrap up with two topics that were sent in to us by, I guess you could say, our uncensored fans. I mean, can we say that? Uncensored fans.
Yeah.
So two topics that were sent in by our fans. And I'll shoot this over to Tim first. Would you date somebody that shares the same name as one of your exes?
Well, being that I'm a relationship that I'll never get out of, no.
Ooh, shout out. That oh, my
you,
God.
That was boy, you that once boy. Again. That's two for two, baby.
Yes, sir.
Now, honestly,
Terry, you listen to this.
Tim finesses these answers.
No, I mean,
scared
yes,
when
I
he has
would.
To go home.
Why would it matter?
That boy's scared when he got to go home.
No, I'm just asking you, would you ever date somebody that has this, you know, the same name as an ex?
Yeah, I don't see why it matters.
What about you, Forrest? Does that shit bother you?
Fuck no, I'm not dating another chick with my ex's name.
All right, so can we talk about why you're not doing that? Or why you wouldn't do that?
Hey, dog. look, man. It ain't happening. That's it. That's as far as I'm going to go.
I respect that.
No. First, it's not a name that's very common.
True. I wouldn't date anybody with that name either, so.
Good.
So.
Good. Don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fucking don't. I mean, it's just not very common, man, and it seems like the two or three that I do know are very much alike.
Let's leave it at that. What about you, bitch?
Well, before I jump to myself, I do want to say I am glad you're not in that relationship anymore.
Me too.
And I think everybody in this room can say that, man.
It's
I
way mean, beyond this room.
Look, I'm not gonna go too deep into it. I'm not gonna go too deep into it, but there was times that I did.
Damn.
There was. Yo. I'm not gonna lie. There was times that I didn't like fucking hanging out with you, bro, because of your ex. But for me, I probably wouldn't date a girl that has the same name as an ex. It's just weird to me. And I know a lot of people on Facebook said that they would, or that it's not weird to them. Like a lot of answers that I got on Facebook was, it depends on the relationship and how the relationship is and how
big facts.
Yeah. And how,
and how it ended.
Yeah. How it ended and how traumatic. Definitely. The relationship is.
Definitely.
So what were people saying on Facebook? Because I know that topic got quite a few responses.
Oh, no, for sure it did.
I saw somebody comment on there and was like, yeah, so then you won't call them the wrong name.
That was
that was the
who was that?
Was that Monica?
Yeah, that was the
Monica very, Raymond.
That was the very first comment.
Shout out to Monica.
Yeah. Basically, what she said, yeah, she would, so you'll never call out the wrong name. That shit got 10 likes.
I think that applies more to like a side chick.
Yeah, honestly.
That applies more like a side chick. Like if you date, like, hey, you know.
And this was a
popular. That's why you call him all baby.
I got tread lightly.
And this was a popular one. Crystal Pool said, depends which boyfriend. My baby daddy made me hate him so much I couldn't date another one with his name, and it's a very common name.
Crystal's always on these comments. Shout out to Crystal.
Yeah, shout out. And shout out.
Carrie Hicks said, I've never.
Shout out.
Carrie Hicks said, I've never done it, but I was with someone whose mom's name was the same as mine.
And that shit is hella weird.
That is fucking weird.
What is it? If your girl has the same name as your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Madison Foster said that doesn't bother her, but what bothers her is somebody who dates someone with the same name as themselves. Like she said that I know a Sam who dates a Sam.
And that's like me dating a Forrest. What
and
the
a Taylor
talking
who
about?
And a Taylor who dates.
Shout out
a Taylor.
Maddie, what's going on in there?
Sheesh.
Tell me that's just not weird though.
You're at dinner with them, and you're like, yo, Taylor, and they're both
Taylor. Yeah, a Taylor date. Like, I could never date. Well, my name's Mike.
You'd be like, hey, Mike, can you bring me a beer?
If you dated a Mike, I'd be like, hey, it's 2019. Shout out.
That's weird. A Taylor dating a Taylor. That, I'm not going to lie. That is weird.
Shout out to Pride Month, Mike dating a Mike.
Shout out.
Chill out.
The Rainbow Rebels. Shout out.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into our next topic.
Fuck dog.
This was sent in to us. Describe losing your virginity.
You're fired, Bob.
Who wants to start this off? Describe losing your virginity.
Luckily, I'm still a virgin, so.
Yeah, so I ain't experienced that shit yet.
I mean, I guess I could start it off if you want.
Yeah, start it off.
You start that thing off.
You don't have to say who. Just describe.
No, you gotta say who. Fuck trust that. You gotta say who.
Okay, so do you then. Same energy when it comes to you, Big Shot.
Remember, dog. You know how I roll.
honestly, I'm probably going to hell for this. It was on the side of a church.
Sheesh.
Behind like a shed. I was like 12.
You were 12. You were 12 years
Shut
old.
Shut the fuck up. You stop talking right now. Next.
Bish, you go.
Yo, hold on, man. Hold on. Let me clear.
Mom and them.
I don't care who you are. If you told me you lost your virginity at 12, you're full of fucking shit. Fucking dick soft as shit at 12.
I put that on everything.
Talking about, man. 12 years old. He nutting them bitches out here at 12. Come on, Tim. Look, I like you, man, but you're fucking taking points off.
I put that on everything.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, so
12 years old behind a fucking shed near a church.
She was 13.
Sheesh.
We both lost our virginities to each other, and it was fucking terrible.
All right, so mine was not at fucking 12 years old.
It was a baller, dog. Baller.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I was in...
Shout out, Eve.
It was in high school.
Shout out, City Girls.
I was in high school, not elementary school.
He said 12. Hold on, Nick, 12 in elementary word, school? Elementary the school stupidest 12. Motherfucker in the whole school.
His bus had the cleanest windows.
It only had 12 of them. Come on, dog.
So, all right, so for me, it was in high school.
This is bus had seatbelts.
All right, man. Y'all chill the fuck out. Let me get this shit out.
All right, cool.
Let me
what
get
happened?
This shit out.
12
I'm
windows,
done.
Six on each side.
Like I said, I was not fucking 12 years old.
Okay.
That's some wild shit, though, bro.
I mean, it was what it was.
It's cool. So I was in high school, homecoming dance.
Oh, so it was like the perfect setup.
Oh, yeah, lit.
Some movie shit.
Very chill.
No, so it was the homecoming dance. So I came home. My mom would never allow a girl to come and stay the night with me. Period.
I mean, period.
Well, the first time you did, you see what happens.
No, she didn't at all. So I didn't even bother asking her. So I went home. Well, she was asleep because it was late. So we came home. I snuck inside, left her outside, went into my room, shut the door, locked the door, popped open my window, broke my screen. Pulled her through the window.
Oh, he doing the most.
Wasn't your room on the second floor?
No. Yes, that's what makes it awesome.
No, this was in Tinsbury when I lived in Tinsbury. When my mom lived in Tinsbury.
Oh, okay.
Shout out Tinsbury.
So, popped the window, popped the screen, slid her through the window, and, you know, it happened then.
Stuff was popping. All
right, that's awesome, man.
10th grade, so I wasn't 12 years old. All right, what about you, Forrest?
Man, I'm trying to rack my brain, man. Not that I've, like, been around, you know what I'm saying? Nothing like that, but I'm trying to remember the exact...
I mean, it was your first time.
It's not necessarily forgettable.
So, all I remember, man, my Ma Dukes, shout out Ma.
Shout out Forrest's mom.
I'm going ahead. Shout out Eve, Big Eve. We going to...
shout out my favorite Richmond dancer.
Hey, redheads for life. Anyway, look, dog. So, I mean, it wasn't really nothing special, man. I mean, it definitely went behind a church in the shed, nothing like that. It was just some normal shit, man, just at the crib.
How old were you? How about that?
Maybe 16, 15.
So a normal age.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
I'd say so.
Not fucking 12.
Dog, yeah, 12. I swear.
He fucking reaching.
My dad was 13. At least that's what he told me.
It was either 12 or 13. I think it was either 7th going to 8th or 8th going into 9th.
What'd you say?
It was either 7th going into 8th or 8th going into 9th. I'm pretty sure
you
were 7th.
But you're sure you were 12 years old?
12 or 13. I'll give you that. I graduated when I was 17.
How old are you when you go into 9th grade?
12. 13.
I don't know. I was at fucking advanced, so I was younger than that.
All right, so.
Advanced what? Everything. Advanced helmet in your LD class?
Everything. That man going hard on that on a disabled.
Not the disabled, just y'all two.
That little ass shirt.
So before we so before we jump to plead the fifth, we got a topic that was sent in by Forrest's fiance.
Shout out.
She wants to know, and I'm gonna we're not gonna let me that and Tim aren't gonna answer this. We're gonna let Forrest just speak on this.
No, y'all gotta say it after me. Yeah,
maybe. She wants to know what's the acceptable distance you can fart in front of your significant other. And I want to ask, or I just want to say, let Forrest touch on this because there was a reason she sent this question in. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and have the mic, bro.
I don't know, man. Pretty much, my bowels are a little bit better than normal.
Loose booty.
Yeah. Shout out. I don't know, man. Like, if there's food anywhere present, if I'm within like 10 feet, she just automatically assumes that I farted directly on her. I'm gonna do like a little impression of her right now. All right, so picture she's got food on the table. Okay. Right? She might not even be eating already. That shit's in the microwave cooking still. I'll fart on the couch in the living room. And her response is, really, Farish? Really?
Come on.
You shit your fucking pants, puta. Now, she always says, I'm eating. I'm like, okay, first off, dude, I'm like 12 feet away. She wants me to go to the bathroom. To fart.
Nah.
Not happening.
0%.
Right, not so, happening.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. One, if you're in a relationship, you should be able to fart in front of your significant other. Now, I know that kind of creeps people out. Obviously, Aline doesn't like it. But fuck that, bro.
She don't like it when it's me.
So she's cool with it. Anybody else doing that? If I was over there chilling, I'd just fucking fart.
You wouldn't be over there chilling.
You would be there, motherfucker.
Honest to God, man, I don't think that she would say anything about it.
So it's just you.
She probably would. If she said something to me when we were all chilling.
Did she?
We were all chilling, and I farted. I think this might have been like
last
weekend.
Hold on. My man, the intern Bobo, is weak because he thinks Tim's about to slick diss me.
Absolutely not.
And assume that he was over there by himself.
If I diss you, it's not going to be no slick shit. You're going to know.
It better be slick. I better not get that shit till tomorrow until I leave here.
Anyways, she was like, really? She hit me with that.
Yeah?
She hit you with the really.
That was really bad, but yeah.
She, nos.
Force does it the
but
best,
that's because I do it blatantly. Like, Carrie
I don't try
freaks
to hide it
out.
At all.
She freaks out. I'm like, do you want me to get up? I'm not getting up to fart. That's just super
I'm
dead.
Definitely not going to walk another room to fart.
I'll tell you.
Go to the bathroom.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not getting up and walking 20 feet to go fucking fart.
I usually start a sentence and then mid-sentence, I just shit my pants.
I don't even stop talking.
A lot funnier to me.
I don't even stop talking. I'll just rip it and wait for it to hit her.
If she says something,
it's unfortunate. If not, great.
It is what it is.
All right, guys. So we're wrapping up the fucking podcast already. It's been a great show. Hell of a show. Appreciate you coming out for us. But before we wrap up, we're going to wrap up the show with what we do every fucking week. And it's time for all of us to plead the fifth. All right, so we're going to go ahead and kick it over to our guest, Forrest, as he is in the hot seat. It is time for it's time for us to see if he
will plead the fifth.
Let's get it.
So who's your favorite, your mom or your dad?
My mom. Next question.
Fucking savage.
What's your biggest regret in life so far to this point?
Oh, God. I had one fucking lined up for that joint, but I ain't going to say that. My ex.
Okay.
It's my hot seat. What's up?
You're good. I mean, I'll throw you another one
if you really
want it.
What up?
Damn.
Okay.
I'm doing 10. What up?
Have you ever hooked up with somebody you met offline?
No.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Yeah, Facebook. But never like a hookup, like pull up.
got
and I'm going to slide in you, and you go slide out. Nah. But, I mean, people I've definitely met online. Yeah.
That boy Forrest off that yike.
There we go.
Yo, he survived it. Yeah. Forrest survived. Threw a bonus.
I ain't plead the fifth nothing.
Sheesh. All right, so I guess y'all could go ahead and throw me on a seat next.
You want it?
Dog, it's always too easy. I pled the fifth once.
That is true.
Yeah, so Tim, are you glad with where you are currently in life?
Absolutely.
100% in every aspect.
Yeah, I got a pretty dope job. I'm about to have a kid.
Word.
I like my relationship. I'm pretty happy.
Word.
All right. I mean, that was pretty simple. You got to come a lot harder than that, bro.
That's all I had. I only got another one. I only got one more.
Tim, what's the toughest thing you've ever had to tell your mom?
I don't know, man. Me and my mom always had, like, a pretty damn open relationship. It would probably be some lame-ass shit from, like, when I thought I was going to get my ass whipped back in the day. But, like, it was never, like, no tough shit to tell my mom. Because, like, I could just tell her. And, like, the worst thing that would happen is me getting my ass whooped. And in that case, I wasn't telling her.
So there was nothing that you ever came home from school or anything or that you were like, you know, if I tell her, I'm going to get my ass beat. So, I mean, but I got to end up telling her.
No, I never snitched on myself.
Okay.
I really can't think of anything. No, I can't think of anything that I came home and was like, oh, shit, this is about to be bad.
I will tell you this. You a bitch when it comes to these answers, bro.
Ask me better questions. I think never, the bitch-ass questions.
What about when you told your mom you were gay?
She was totally cool with it. She was like, you know, I'm glad that I have a homosexual son. You know
just
what I'm saying?
Just don't post no bullshit on Facebook.
No, she was like, that's fine. You know, I support you in everything that you do. Dog, am I going to plead the fifth or what?
Probably not.
Ever?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you're dodging a lot of these answers. You do it
because I don't straight have it. Like
I did, man.
Straight
come
up.
Straight at that motherfucker like
it,
I did.
You mean you do it each week? It's cool though. It's cool. And this is you're not gonna plead. Oh my god! I just want to know the story. I just want to know a story behind this one, or you're probably
the Empire.
Dodge this one again. Describe something you've done in your life where you stopped and was like, yo, I really might end up in jail for this. Or not jail or arrested or however you want to frame it.
All right, so I'm going to answer this two ways. Number one, unfortunately, like when those situations arise, I don't stop. So it's just been dumb luck. Number two, it'd probably be back in the day drinking and driving.
Hey, look, let me jump in this. I know you ain't asking me a question. One time I threw a can of tomato soup at somebody on a moped. Hey, yo, whoever that was on that fucking moped, my bad, yo. My bad. I'm not 100% sure if I hit him or not. Bro. I just want to throw that shit out there, dog. I feel terrible about that shit till this day.
I would never do no shit like that.
Well, I had a Nerf football miss with that joint. All only day on the back of the truck was a Campbell suit. Look, my bad.
I would never do no shit like that. But yeah, no, honestly, it'd probably be having some dude with drinking and driving back in the day when I shouldn't have.
All right, every time I went to Dance at Sporting Goods.
I got you.
Shout out Dance.
Oh, we could tell the Dancer story.
Shit. We about got
him. You didn't think you were going to jail for that one?
If it weren't for Dom Dom's brother rolling up. 100%.
100%. I thought I was going
to
jail. We're
about to go downtown.
That's a good one to tell if you want to tell it.
I'll tell it real quick.
We had a list of shit against us, dog. All
right, so.
Don't scream out. I know you already said the place, but don't say the department.
I'm not saying the names or anything like that because I'm not. But
well, you can edit that.
So, I'm driving my buddy's car. I pick up Bobby and Forrest. We're going to sell Forrest's weapon. It is a Glock
23.
We got bullets in the back of the car. The
reason why we got bullets in the back of the car, man, I had bullets in the gun. But when I took it in the store, I didn't want to take it in there with bullets in it.
Right. So
I left the bullets in the car.
So we're smoking a blunt. I'm driving.
Fatty.
I'm driving. I'm drinking at the same time as smoking a blunt. Not my vehicle. Forrest got a gun in the back of the car. Don't think I had my license at
the
time.
Car has bullet holes. The car has fucking bullet holes in it.
The car had a bullet hole in it.
Three of them.
So we roll up to Dance's. There's a cop car in the parking lot. I park across from the cop car, so I was like, we'll be safe here. So we pull up, go in there, we reek of weed. The clerk says something to the police officer that's currently inside. They offered Forrest a bullshit amount for his gun, so we're like, all right, we're just gonna take this shit. Me and Bobby get in the car. We're inside the vehicle. Forrest is coming out the back door. The police officer follows him. He's like, what kind of gun is that? Blah, blah, blah. Starts talking shit to him. And then he's like, all right, cut the shit. It smells like straight weed. And I was like.
He's like, so how long ago did you guys smoke?
I was like, sheesh.
So I said about 20 minutes ago.
So long story
short.
Long story short. They stomp out the roach that we still had in the car that I was supposed to throw out. They poured out the beer.
Big detail. I told him to get rid of this. They put it out and left it in the car.
Yeah. So
he stomps. A big problem.
He stomps out the roach, pours out the beer, and says, anybody can drive but him, pointing to me. And then we go on and.
Man, y'all got lucky as fuck, man.
Oh, dumb dude, that's lucky. A few dumb felonies. Lucky. That's a couple of felonies.
Dude, whether it was charges or not, it just didn't look good.
Would that be firearm in the commission of a felony?
No, we didn't commit a felony.
Drinking and driving.
He didn't catch you driving.
I was in the driver's seat with the keys in the car.
But the car won't run and the bitch won't move.
But with the keys in ignition, that's automatically, you get a DUI just like that.
It don't matter, he ain't see you driving.
Either way you put it,
it was too close. It was too close for comfort though, for sure.
I'm glad you shared that because that's a fucking good one right there.
That was a long ass time ago.
Not to mention, Tim's like, yo, that beer is old. And the cop picks up the beer and he's like, the can is still cold.
He said, what is this? I said, that's an ash can. He's like, all right. And then when he's going to search the car, he picks up the beer. He's like, what the fuck? This is still cold. I said, it's cold outside.
Needless to say, it wasn't that fucking cold outside, dog.
It's cold outside. And dog, somehow, some way, God was looking out for us, and we made it through. Bobby lost his phone that night. The intern.
He was scared to go back for it.
He left it on top of the car.
He was scared to go back for it.
We were not going back for it.
When does Bobby not lose his phone?
Big facts.
Never.
Honestly, though, we have, like, the same track record with phones.
That's true. That's true.
All right, so, boom, we back to plead the fifth.
Yeah, so I guess we have Bish, because I didn't plead the fifth.
I didn't plead the fifth either. All
right, what y'all got?
We have Bish.
Bish.
What's up, bro?
Why have you not, like, bagged anything, man? I'm not talking about, like, waxing. I'm talking about, like, what is it that you don't want to
commit? So many missed opportunities?
Why do you not want to commit?
Why are you afraid of committing?
No, hold on. Time this out. Throw out whatever you want to throw out. Just ask me the question straight up so whoever, when they listen
to I'm not sugarcoating.
What he was asking is, why are you afraid of commitment?
Yeah. Why don't you? What is it about commitment? I mean.
Commitment doesn't scare me. Me personally, I don't think commitment scares me. I just think that.
So what is it?
I'm picky. I think I'm picky. I mean, I know I've said on other podcasts, people have come out like y'all, even though Tim said he hasn't, but he has. Y'all say that I'm picky, and I don't think, like I said, I don't think.
Ain't nothing wrong with being picky. That's not, I'm not talking about being, I'm not being picky.
So I'm just saying, I mean, I'm picky when it comes to who I want to be in a relationship with. So I'm not sure where you're trying to go with this.
I mean, it might just be something like you, it might just be something like, like for me, like I'm in a different point now. But for some people, they're too young or whatever be.
So to be honest with you, I think one of the main reasons that I'm picky is because I don't like feeling like I'm wasting my time. Like I don't want to get it back into another relationship and it turns out to be bad and I'm just like, yo, I just fucking wasted.
Yeah, test the water, man.
Like, I wanna be able to move on with my life to where I get married and have kids, and that's why I'm so happy for you and Tim because, I've seen.
We're not getting me and Tim are getting married.
Well,
I'm your Tim.
So,
yeah,
today.
But like, I'm happy for y'all. Like, that's where I want to be someday. But I guess to answer your question, it would be because I just don't want to waste my time on the wrong person.
Right. Word.
Okay, so in the past 2 weeks, how many DMs have you slid in?
We talking new?
Yeah. New endeavors.
I would say one.
Real quick, hold on, let me pause it. Tim, why are you drinking out that cup?
So apparently Forrest is another one of our non-listeners. It goes down smoother, dog.
Word. All right, Bish, what were you saying?
Just one. I don't know why you don't believe me on that.
Okay.
Just one, I can believe that. Who? Nah, I'm playing.
8-part question.
I'm playing.
He could have added that in the main question.
I don't do questions. So, why didn't you come out to the little get together we had last weekend?
You talking about Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday. Why didn't you come out?
Shout out to everybody. Shout up to the thing.
Hold on. Why are you?
Bobo,
you're asking me this, but you know the answer. You just want me to say
I don't know if everybody else knows the answer. I mean, Forrest.
My name's
Forrest. And Alini. They did something dope for Father's Day for me. You know.
Yeah, shout out. Got him some Nike shoe socks for the little man.
I got my first fit for little man. I got an outfit. You know what I'm saying? I got, what else was it?
All right.
Drawing a blank.
So it was like some Nike shoes.
So
but the first thing that I opened that you gave me before Carrie
got
there.
It was a little suit, man. It was a little polo t-shirt with some shorts.
That was all in the same bag. Y'all got me two bags.
I got you a shirt.
For a shirt.
You, for you.
The heat-ass
shirt. Some fucking
shirt, yes.
Heat.
He got me that shirt.
Shout out to all the short sleeve button-up wearing ass.
If you ever see me out here killing shit in a polka dot.
Yes, sir.
Button-up.
Blue.
Navy blue with white dots.
Navy blue
short sleeve.
White dot.
Short sleeve.
Button-up.
Big detail.
Straight heat. Mm-hmm. I definitely appreciate Forrest and Alini for that. But yeah, we had a great little Father's Day get-together for me. Probably one of the best nights ever at Forrest's house.
Yeah,
and he's had some bangers.
Already. I know y'all said that already.
Yeah, did we mention that you fucking missed it?
Making me feel
so I just want to know, why didn't you come? What were you doing?
I had plans with a female.
Ooh. Okay, so what'd y'all end up doing?
That's not part of the question.
Yes, it is.
No, so are you pleading the fifth? Question. Are you pleading the fifth?
I said,
dog?
Why did you miss it? You had plans with a female. What were the plans?
You can't ask that. You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
Then I plead the fifth. That's bullshit. You can't. I feel like that's double asking questions.
You just
double
said I could
asking
last.
Question, non-grammar
last question,
having
didn't he just say I could add a question to it?
He said
he
no
said
hold
you
back.
Could have added that to the question.
Whatever,
don't be scary.
I'm gonna make it where I don't plead the fifth.
For like a third week in a row, this man pled the fifth.
Oh my God! How you make up the topic and do it every time?
Shit, scary out here.
Well, hey man, that's gonna wrap up the fucking show. Episode 7.
Yo, episode 7, live from the Up Top Pod. Our intern Bob. We had Boris out here.
Brew.
It was hilarious. It was great.
Yo, Forrest,
appreciate
you coming out, bro.
Yo,
I know it's
you,
a
dog.
Fucking drive for you, so we appreciate you coming out.
Yes, sir.
All the way down here. It was a blast, man. Appreciate it.
Real quick, shout out to Joe and Refuse Nation. We did a partnership. We now have a partnership with Refuse Nation that we didn't talk about last week.
Yeah, shout out to Refuse Nation, man. Partnership, main sponsorship for the Uncensored Podcast. He's got some fucking heat coming. We can't share the details, but I promise you.
Merch coming soon.
Yes, some fire.
I'm sharing
merch.
The details. It's a green shirt with red writing.
That's dead. But we got some merch coming soon.
Telling y'all, stay tuned. It's going to be nothing but fire. But shout out to Refuse Nation, and we appreciate everybody tuning in to episode 7 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim.
Yes, sir. Long live Nip.
Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than 3 niggas, talking big flicks, on the phone off, and she still chasing. The money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's